This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those. As other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it on us. All right, so the Parents Television Council is back in the news.
They're such an asset to the community.
Oh, by the way, joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
The Parents Television Council. Who are they, Mark?
They are a group of people that use the FCC's, complaint system to sort of shape and mold broadcast television and broadcast radio into what they want it to be. You can't do things with cable TV and with, premium cable channels or satellite radio or anything like that, but you can, if you use the government apparatus, you can control ABC, CBS, NBC, the WB, Fox, and you can control the local radio stations in your town. And actually, I think the number that I've heard in the past, and I don't know for certain what it is today, but 99% of complaints that come into the FCC come in from the Parents Television Council and their, affiliated mailing list. People will complain about things that happened on radio stations in towns in which they do not live.
They'll complain about television shows they've never seen.
Yes.
Oh, they just have way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, the way it works is the Parents Television Council has some sort of an outreach, or not outreach, but some kind of a contact list, an email group of some sort, and with thousands of names on it. And when something happens on the air, on broadcast television or broadcast radio, that they disagree with, that they think is unwholesome in some manner, they will basically send out some sort of an alert to these people and say, hey, here you can complain about this program, which aired on ABC on Sunday night, and you can here's how you complain. And basically they make it a step-by-step process for these busybodies to, get busy and get their opinions forced upon everybody else.
That lady showed her buttocks, or they said a naughty word. And it's just, it seems like a lot of, much ado about nothing to me. When you're talking about the FCC, the FCC doesn't, they don't scold these TV stations. They give fines. I mean, when you're talking about a radio station, many radio stations in many places in the United States, a $10,000 or $50,000, I think they can go up to $300,000.
They can now.
One of these fines can sink a little mom-and-pop radio station. And so if somebody has a fleeting expletive on the air, is that really necessary?
Yeah, and I'm sure the FCC probably causes a lot of those fleeting expletives on, talk shows, at least.
So this Parents Television Council is busy again, this time over a new show on MTV, which I would never have heard of had it not been for the Parents Television Council.
Yeah, this is one other thing that they do really great, is they're really good for these edgy programs to get publicity.
Right, I think that's one of their...
I want to see it now.
Yeah, it's an unintended consequence of what they're doing. They're complaining about a show called Skins, which apparently was set to debut this week on Monday. The Parents Television Council called it the most dangerous show for teens. Organization criticized Viacom's MTV for deliberately marketing the show based on a UK series to a teen audience, including via an extended trailer with high school characters engaging in drug use and casual sex, as well as an interactive map on the show's website asking people to post the truth about the biggest parties, heartbreak, friends, sex, and every kind of trouble. Despite the MA rating for Skins, MTV appears to be deliberately targeting teens with its marketing campaign, said PTC President Tim Winter. Skins may well be the most dangerous show for children that we have ever seen. Added Winter, the marketing campaign itself makes light of lying to parents and participating in all manner of harmful, irresponsible, illegal, and adult-themed behavior. The trailers we have seen thus far make sexual objects of almost every single one of its characters and asks not only for viewers to approve, but to actively participate by posting their own secret stories.
So, if somebody has a secret and posts it, why is that bad?
Well, you see, the Parents Television Council wants everyone to believe that the world is this wholesome place and teenagers are not drinking and having sex and doing naughty things with one another. They would like all media to represent this sort of 1950s idyllic vision of, you know, the parents sleeping on the two separate beds and no one ever has sex, certainly not teenagers, no one ever drinks, certainly not teens, etc. They want to have all media represent their viewpoint of what a family should be and what a teenager's life should be like. So the idea that this show in any way enshrines what is the truth about a lot of teenagers, that they are indeed having sex and they are indeed drinking and doing drugs and things like this, is just absolutely outrageous to these busybodies.
So is the problem with it that they say the show is glorifying these behaviors, or that it's advocating for these behaviors? Is it, well, you know, something bad that's going to happen in the future, or is it saying this is a good thing?
Well, the thing about this, to answer that question, is they don't know, because all they were going on is the trailers for the show. So, okay, so maybe the trailer is playing up the sexy aspects or the drug use aspects.
What if it's like a total God message?
I don't know.
I would think that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you show a night of drunken debauchery, I hope you show the video of the headache in the morning.
The aftermath. Now, there's a good chance that they're going to do that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. MTV hypes on drama. Yeah. All reality or, you know, teen-based dramas do, so.
And I would imagine that there are going to be consequences to these people's actions in this program, but when you're selling the program, when you're running promos, you want to sell the sizzle, right? So
yeah.
you want to sell the sex scene or the drug use or whatever to get people to tune in, and then maybe they'll actually end up showing that, hey, heroin is bad, kids. I don't know. I haven't seen the show. But the important point here is neither has the Parents Television Council. They're making this huge, busy, yeah,
the most dangerous show ever.
Right, and they've never even seen the show. They haven't been sent a screener. They don't know what this show is like. All they know is
I make some kind of TV show that's you know, some edgy kind of TV show, I am sending a screener to
the Parents Television Council.
That way they can get to see it and they can really, really go crazy.
The way you want to do it, Mark, is you want to send it like it's a secret. So you have to send it secretly and like anonymously, like, I've been given this screener for this new show that's going to come out and it's absolutely horrible
and I thought
you needed to see it.
Yeah.
You know, that way they don't know it's you being the producer of the show that's actually doing that. So, again, they're calling for a boycott, in this case, of Taco Bell, which is the show's sponsor. And, indeed, Taco Bell has now pulled their advertisements from the program.
You know, I think that the more boycotts people call for, the better. I think it takes the teeth out of boycotts, honestly. You know, most, you know, the what was it, the Southern Baptist group that boycotted Disney for 15 years or something like that, because they, well, they.
But that really worked.
Yeah, that really. Yeah, Disney, they're sunk because they gave the equal benefits to spouses of gays or, you know, partners of gays that worked for them as they did for heterosexuals. You know, whatever their decision is to do, I think the more boycotts that are called for, the less that they'll be effective.
Yeah, even ones that I've agreed with in principle, I still don't follow, just because, you know, it's an inconvenience for some things. Like when the whole Kellogg's, you know, everybody in the Liberty community at least was saying, you know, ban Kellogg's from your house and don't go buy Kellogg's products. Because,
what was that, over the Michael Phelps situation?
Yeah, the Michael Phelps situation. I like Pop-Tarts too much to give that up, and, you know, knockoff Pop-Tarts just aren't Pop-Tarts, so I'm not going in on it. I'm sorry.
And, of course, Kellogg's is doing just fine.
Yeah.
So I bring this up to talk about, first of all, the Parents Television Council and how actually it is creating the opposite of its intentions. Okay, yeah, they got Taco Bell to pull their sponsorship from the show. That may be true. However, they have successfully...
You believe that, you know, something that's going to be a little edgier, maybe 5-Hour Energy, I'm just making something up, Monster Energy Drink, something like that, is going to jump right in with both feet on this one.
Right. And so here you've got this situation where they have promoted a program that otherwise never would have made the front page of Drudge Report, which is how I found out about this. And so now I'm aware of it. I went and watched the promo, and I'm probably going to watch the show, but I would be more inclined to watch the show because the Parents Television Council doesn't like it. Your thoughts on keeping your kids away from sex and drugs on television at 800-259-9231. Should it be the government's job? It's Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. We have got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and edit virtually anything there.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. Also, if you've got a business or a band or some other organization that you want to promote with a bumper sticker, LibertyStickers.com can help you. They can make you a customized bumper sticker, and they can do it extraordinarily cheaply, even for really small runs. LibertyStickers.com.
So the Parents Television Council is freaking out again about some other show that they find to be reprehensible, because this one involves teenagers having sex and doing drugs. And so they're freaking out, and they're sending in complaints, and they've managed to get Taco Bell to pull their sponsorship from this brand new MTV show, which is called Skins.
So normally the Parents Television Council focuses on broadcast television, where you can have an effect on the FCC, whereas MTV is a cable channel.
Right, so they're targeting advertisers.
Yeah, so that's what they have to do, is they have to go after advertisers and, you know, stop. So I guess they're trying to keep us from the deterioration of the hedonistic path that we're all on, right?
That's what it seems like. And if you're somebody that agrees with the Parents Television Council in this instance, can you please explain to me why it is that you feel the need to try to...
Or if you're on the Parents Council.
Well, okay, yeah, that's a possibility too. But if you're getting these emails from the PTC and you're following up and you're calling Taco Bell, you're writing them to complain, if you're one of those people, why can't you just mind your own damn business? If you don't like what's on television, no one's forcing you to buy the cable channels. No one is forcing you to watch these channels. There are usually lockout provisions on most digital cable boxes and televisions. They have ways to keep your kids out of the channels that you don't like. Why not just get yourself a Christian-only channel or something like that.
A
Christian-only system. They have satellite systems that you can only scroll through Christian channels of, like, preaching all the time.
It's a great way to keep yourself from watching too much television, too.
Well, and technology has advanced so far that we have these things like TV ratings and everything, and you can actually program your box to not allow, you know, certain times of day, certain rates of shows. It's like, why did they go through all this trouble of creating that technology if parents are just going to, you know, complain about it and get it pulled off anyway? Yeah.
Well, if this is the if this is what the Parents Television Council is going to continue to do, I don't have a philosophical problem with them talking to advertisers and getting them to pull their sponsorships and things like that. Well, my biggest problem with the when you said Parents Television Council, I haven't read this article. You're reading it out loud to us here. The first thing I thought is, well, they've got the FCC involved, and with the FCC, they'll prevent. You can literally stop a television show from airing rather than having the marketplace decide, which is what they're doing at this point. They would have the government decide what can air and what can't.
I understand what you're saying. I understand that you don't have an objection necessarily to what they're doing, but I do. I have an objection because it's just you need to learn to leave people alone. If you want to have freedom for yourself, you need to learn to allow others to be free. So I get what you're saying in that they're using the marketplace and boycott or whatever to try to control things. But stop trying to control people. It's never going to be a success. You're never going to get all of the objectionable programming off of the air. It's just a maddening obsession that these people have with attempting to make it so that certain people who aren't their families cannot encounter programming that might be more mature than the people who are on the Parents Television Council would approve of. And I'd like to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Robert listening in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Robert?
Long-time listener. I don't always agree with everything you guys talk about, but there are some things. But I got to tell you, a couple of issues I really have with this. Now, I've never seen this program because I would be too concerned about any and all open-ended consequences in this matter.
What do you mean by open-ended consequences?
I'll get to that in a minute, okay? My first problem is that the message that it actually sends, you know, to our younger generation. Now, I did do a little bit of research online, and the last time that this program was on, there were, I think they said there was like over 4 million viewers.
3.3 million tuned into its premiere on Monday, setting a net record for viewers aged 12 to 34.
Exactly. And I guess I'm kind of curious, what's the message that they're trying to send?
probably the same message that MTV has sent for decades, which is, you know, that...
message of cool?
Yeah, you know, the party, you know, I mean, the real TV, was that what it was called? Real Life or whatever?
Real World.
Real World? I'm sorry, I'm just not that
It
cool.
was down the street for me once.
They glorify the craziest, people with the craziest actions, and they've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, what's new?
Yeah, nothing new about that.
Well, right, and that I can agree with. But when we start talking about, you know, sex, when we start talking about drugs and stuff that, then we start talking about the age. I mean, I'm a grandfather, and boy, I gotta tell you, that's a hard pill for me to swallow.
Well, I mean, you have to think about, do your grandchildren, I guess, do they live in a box? You know, do they never go outside?
It's not a fact of whether they live in the box.
I know, but at some point they're going to...
It's a fact of that the message that sends is just...
Well, they're going to see that message, whether it be on TV or in, you know, the actual world that exists, unless they live in a box.
But, Robert, you don't know what the message is. You haven't seen the show.
Right, I haven't seen the show.
Okay, so the message is that underage sex without protection is going to get somebody a disease, or somebody's going to end up with AIDS, or, you know, drug use, for instance, is going to possibly end up with AIDS, you know, sharing heroin needles or something like that. So you don't really know what the message is, right?
Right, but isn't that up to the parents themselves?
Sure is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To teach the children about sex and drugs and all of them things.
Right, and what we were pointing out is that, televisions now, these little receiver boxes they have, they allow you to program the TV with parental controls that say block out those shows before 8 p.m. And shows with mature ratings. They will not allow your TV to show mature ratings or whatever it is.
You can lock out every channel except for the 700 Club.
So
the other thing that really scares me about this, too, is that the fact of that they're now calling this pornography. Okay.
This is true. This is the other aspect.
They're calling this pornography, and, you know, I don't care who you are, you know, all it takes is just a finger pointing. Okay.
Robert, I would say that's a stretch. That is the other aspect of the story we haven't touched on yet.
I don't know. I mean, again,
the alleged pornographic portion is the teenage lead in the show, a 17-year-old actor, is running down the street naked at one point, and he's shown from behind. I thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Yeah. Appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231.
The nudity is pornography. I think
it's an insult.
Yeah, I think that what message does that send to our kids?
Well, that's also been determined within public access to be wrong, because Jim Faggs in Portland, Oregon, he used to have a show where he would just be naked and his body was sort of Danny DeVito-esque. So, you know, as long as you don't show penetration, you're fine.
Yep, that's because it's not sex. If it's not sex, it's not porn, in my opinion. Yeah. And a nude person doing anything, as long as it's not sexual, is not pornography. Your thoughts, though, are welcome at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. Should you have missed a moment of this program, you can download it later on tonight at freetalklive.com or download several weeks' worth or months' worth. I mean, we've got years of archives on there, and they're all totally free for you. The last week's worth is right there at the top of the page, and then if you click into the archive section, it'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all of it free thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything for that matter. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. They've got they make it easy for you to build your own website, 4,500 free templates to use, a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and your first month free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Is there anyone out there that actually supports the Parents Television Council?
Somebody does.
They must. I mean, they clearly have people that support them, because whenever the PTC decides to set its targets on some sort of program on radio or television that they don't like, then its followers come out of the woodwork and they complain, and they complain to advertisers, and they complain to the FCC, and they complain to the networks. And they try to get people, these networks, to shape programming in the way that they think is appropriate. Not in the way that they think is best for their advertisers or their viewers, but in the way that this small group of busybodies. And it's a group of busybodies that is responsible. You said 99%, I've heard it's 98%, but whatever. It's a significant portion, the super, super majority of the complaints that are registered with the FCC every single year. These people have nothing better to do than to try to control the content that is delivered to your eyes and ears, and it seems so futile. I mean, the idea that they're in any way going to be able to shape or to reshape the way society is by picking off a program here or a program there or an advertiser here or an advertiser there. It's just so absurd. We're talking about this new show from MTV called Skins, which we never would have talked about had the Parents Television Council never made a big stink about it. But the idea that Skins is so unlike what MTV was has been programming for the last 20 years is just crazy.
Well, it's an organization that gets, you know, that tries to whip up socially ultra-conservative folks to have them, you know, reshape America, supposedly. Obviously, they're it's like putting you know, the brakes on in a car that's falling off a cliff. It's absolutely not going to work. But they're trying to get these folks to, you know, look for that mote in their neighbor's eye while they ignore the plank in their own.
Well, and I think these people, like, instead of just complaining about, you know, the complainers, one thing that I would like to see is these people really put an effort towards putting programming that they would like to see out there.
Takes too much work.
I know, but instead of just being destructive and trying to take things out, why not try and create the message that you want people to hear?
That is an excellent suggestion, but exactly the reason why they won't do it is because it takes too much work, and they'd rather attempt to control others rather than put their own product
out. I don't know the people in the show, but I used to work in television, and I'm sorry, but people work really hard, and when people like this go and take that off the air, you have ruined so many people's hard work, and it hurts.
Let's continue here with your thoughts and go to John listening in Pinellas Park, Florida to WFLA. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I've been listening to you guys, and you guys were talking about messages and stuff on this show. And the question I want to ask to you is, well, let's face it, the show is, it's about the almighty dollar. I mean, there's some producer there who's getting filthy rich on this show. So why don't we just start showing 12-year-olds taking drugs and having sex? Why just
I'm
stop
sure they
at
do.
16? Well, why don't we have a show with that?
Well, you can make whatever show you want. The question is, will someone want to watch it?
No, the point is, it's about capitalism, it's about the almighty dollar, you know, and that's all it's about. Somebody's getting filthy rich, and they're laughing all the way to the bank, exploiting young teenagers, so why stop there? Yeah. Why don't we go younger?
Well, the people on the show, I can guarantee you, are probably in their 20s. No
Actually,
show has had
it. That's not true.
No, really?
The main actor is 17, and there are actors that are as young as 15.
Wow, that's impressive that they're actually using younger actors.
And the point that I'm trying to make is that in the Bible it says money is the root of all evil. Is this what they're talking
about?
It says
the crap. It says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Well, yeah. Is this what they're talking about?
I don't think so. I think you've got a skewed view on what capitalism is, and that you believe that somehow that people would make more money by having 12-year-olds do drugs. I don't think people would watch that show. I think they'd be horrified by that show.
No, I'm saying that's wrong, and so is 16 and 15-year-olds on a show doing it.
Here's the question I have for you. Did you not attempt to have sex and drink alcohol when you were 15 years old?
Right, and when I was attempting to do that, I knew I was doing something wrong.
Right, well, so what you're saying is that the show should show what they think is right rather than showing what they think is real. And I think that there's value to a show showing what is real, if they're showing what is real. I don't know what's on the show. You know, nobody who's listening to this knows what's on the show. Almost nobody's seen this thing.
Yeah, what I'm saying is this. America is supposed to be this beaming light to all the countries in the world, right? And this is what we got to show for it, this show with teenagers
doing
drugs.
No, sir. You have several channels. You have hundreds of channels with all kinds of different shows, and this is one of them. This is one
Right.
Program.
I would hope that America is the beaming light of liberty, where you can make the show that you want to make, and then you make money on it if people want to watch it, or you don't if people don't. I would hope that America is about liberty, not about whatever moral system you might have.
Yeah, and if we're going by television, I don't think this show is the one show that America is going to be known for.
No.
What this show basically shows is that capitalism at its worst, that's what it shows.
Did you watch it?
My children, I take my son away from the show. Want him watching the show.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, sure. It's been on the news. It's been on every station.
But did you actually watch the show?
You have not seen the show, sir.
I don't have to watch it. I live
okay,
here.
Well, you've got nothing then. Thank you for the call tonight. Thank you, sir. Goodbye now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's capitalism.
If you don't want your kid watching it, I'm fine with that. I mean, don't let your kid watch it. You could believe that my wife and I are careful on what we watch while my son's around. We don't want scary things and stuff like that. He's probably younger than this guy's son. But
Mark, those people that are marketing Sesame Street to you are capitalists.
I'm sure they are. You know, I mean, many of the shows he watches has commercials on in between them. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think the capitalism is about providing people with the goods and services that they want and making a profit while you do it. That's a good thing. Look at cars. I mean, look how much the automobile has improved the world we live in. People make money when they make and sell those things.
Yeah, the term capitalism, of course, has taken on certain connotations in popular culture that usually have to do with corporatism and favoritism and, you know, this kind of oligarchical structure where the corporations work along with the government to...
Capitalist is always seen as the fat rich man with the bag of money beating children with it or something.
Right. The guy who's going out there and mowing your lawn for $50 so that he can, you know, feed his kids. He's a capitalist too, you know.
Right. And so what is wrong with the idea of some producer putting his money up to invest in a show, because that's what the producer's job is to fund the program, to put up his money in the hopes that he'll be able to sell enough advertising to continue on and give all these people paychecks. Your only objection, John, after the fact, is that it's subject matter that you disagree with. I'm sure John has his own favorite television shows that he enjoys watching, and most of those, unless he's watching it on HBO or something like that, are paid for by sponsors. And if you're watching it on HBO, you're paying directly for it by a subscription fee, effectively. So those people are making money too. Is it okay to make money as long as the message is agreeable with you? Is that okay?
This Skins thing is no more appalling than most of the stuff that's on MTV, and less appalling than a lot of the stuff you can see on HBO.
You know, it reminds me, Mark, of a controversy that bubbled up during the 1990s. I think it was the mid-90s. There was a movie that came out called Kids.
Oh, yeah. That, ooh.
Yeah, okay.
Now, right up there with Gummo. It was dirty. Like, really dirty.
But it was about teenagers and sex and drugs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this whole controversy has already happened a decade and a half ago. The movie came out. Probably a bunch more people saw it because of all the controversy. It was still a relatively small release. But nonetheless, we all survived. Everything's okay. And those of you who want to have the Christian wholesome family didn't have to go and see it. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to bring us anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, though the topic at hand is about self-censorship and how it is that people, some people, refuse to engage in this. They demand that other people must be prevented from seeing the things that they want to see. And we'll continue that discussion in a moment. 800-259-9231. I want to also invite you to our website. We've got a lot of stuff there, and we give it all away. One of those features is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with the show because the chat room is built in there to the same page as the webcam. So you can talk to other Free Talk Live listeners there. At cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free. cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacs, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're continuing here on this topic regarding the Parents Television Council freaking out about yet another program that they find unacceptable. They're targeting the advertisers. They're trying to get it shut down. That they're unlikely going to be successful with that. In fact, if anything, they're going to be successful at promoting the show further and farther and wider than it's ever been promoted. And it hit Drudge Report this week in a big way. It's a show called Skins on MTV. It premiered with a record number of viewers. 3.3 million tuned into its premiere on Monday, setting a record, a net record for viewers aged 12 to 34 for MTV. And the show involves teenagers, and it involves teenagers and, maybe some sort of a frank look at what life is like for some teens. You know, the teens that aren't living in the kind of cult-like homes where they're not allowed to, access television and radio. Teens in the real world are going out and they're engaging in sex and they're engaging in drinking and drug use.
I don't think
like that.
As many teens as you're talking about necessarily. You're saying teens do that, and I don't think teens necessarily do
that. Yeah, a lot of them
that.
Stay home and play World of Warcraft.
No, that's true. No doubt. I didn't do a lot of that when I was a teenager, but it was going on, and I did go to a couple of high school parties, and there was wide drinking going on at those things. I mean, that's no secret. These things happen, and these parties happen every single weekend across the country.
Oh, yeah, and I have to say, from going both to private and public school, private being a very religious school, the religious students tend to get a lot more heavy into that stuff. So,
If you've ever heard about preacher's kids, right?
Oh, yeah, and I've known a few. I've known both sides, though, so...
And preacher's kids are kind of known for being like the worst of the worst, the sluttiest of the sluts, the heaviest of the heavy drug users.
I think that's probably true for some, not all. But
not all preachers, obviously, but they're known for it. A lot of them are. Yeah. And so again, would love to have your thoughts at 800-259-9231. If you're one of these people that agrees with the Parents Television Council, why can't you just leave people alone? Why can't you just allow people to have the entertainment choices that they want? You get to choose what you want. There's all kinds of variety out there, everything from the 700 Club on down to, the most hardcore pornography. So let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to you and go to Matt, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt. Matt,
hi,
in
guys.
Washington.
It's, great to be on the line.
What's on your mind tonight?
I come from kind of a voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist perspective, and I find all that this Christian group is doing to be extremely irritating. Because as you pointed out, none of it's going to be a solution. It will only promote this show. When really the entire situation is created by the fact that the government is involved in the distribution of television in the first place. There's really very little competition in the way that programs are delivered to people. I mean, we have cable and satellite, and in most places we have maybe one cable company delivering this stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're to eliminate the regulations, and barriers to entry in the market, you would get a lot of different options. And I feel that since a lot of these people, they feel they have so few options to fight these terrible values that are being portrayed, that they instantly look to things like the FCC as their only means to try and fix these problems.
Yeah, but the problem is they feel like they have to fight. When I'm saying all you need to do is just focus on your own little world, bring your own channels into your own home. You can do it with satellite. They've got these satellite systems you can buy for cheap that basically only receive Christian channels off of KU band satellite. It's you don't have to pay anything for a subscription.
Well, even normal boxes will have parental control.
Right.
Yeah, and you also have to ask, where does it stop? Like, if they get rid of everything they don't want to see on TV, what do they go for next? Because these are just people that have to complain.
Which they never will. I mean, that's really the ultimate point, is they just... Despite all the campaigns, anybody that's ever looked at all of this from a kind of a bird's eye perspective can see that over time, television programming has become more adult, more racy, if you will.
Yeah. If you actually do this, you stop Skins, how many years before the next one comes out? Because you'd actually said that this there was some movie or something like that came out 10 years ago. That
Kids in the mid-90s, 15 years ago. Yeah.
It shows a full-on rape scene with children.
Yeah, and it was a huge controversy at that time. Really what this might all be about, Matt, is that the Parents Television Council is like any other interest group attempting to modify things in Washington, D.C. They're really just about funding themselves, aren't they? Because if they can make a big stink and get their name out in the news media like they've been doing, they can attract more people who are of their particular control freak mindset, and they can come into the fold, and they can be emailed, and they can get involved in this this so-called activism to try to take this programming off the air, when the Parents Television Council knows from, a bird's eye perspective, they're never going to have any significant effect.
Oh, but they can keep asking for donations.
I completely
agree with that. The people, though, who are being kind of conned into participating in this and alerting the Parents Council to that, I don't think that they are in it for making money.
No.
By any means. And I largely agree with you. I wish these people would just get out of our lives. And I got to go to work in just a minute. But just one last thing. In regards to your last caller, saying, where does it end? Should we have 12-year-olds on TV doing drugs? I think that'd be awesome, because it just pisses these people off even more. Bring it on.
I certainly don't want to see anything like that.
I appreciate it.
I think that when you're talking, admittedly, I imagine kids are getting younger doing these things, but if it's a documentary, I think that they can be valuable. If it documents what's going on in these kids' lives, that can be valuable. But I think that what you see often is around the age of 15 or 16, kids are throwing off their childhood, and they're embracing their adulthood. They haven't been taught how to be adults and participate in the activities that adults participate in, so they're they go into it with relish and abandon. Whereas if their parents would talk to them about these things a lot more and not try to hide them from them, then you probably would have the kids putting their foot in the pool as opposed to jumping in with a cannonball.
But that requires, I agree with that, but that requires the parents' ability to accept that these things could happen and to accept that their kids may be interested in trying these things, and for them that is unfathomable.
Right, well, but they're going to have to accept it when they go to the morgue and they identify their kid's body because they've gone out with their, because they've let their pimply-faced teenage friends teach them how to drink rather than teaching them how to drink around the dinner table having some wine with dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where all this comes from. This isn't the problem of media in America. This isn't Hollyweird. This
it's
is the
parenting.
Family. This is bad parenting. This is the attempt to shut off real life from your kids.
Let's go to Darius listening to WFLA in Tampa. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Yes.
Hello? Hey, Darius. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, wonderful. Appreciate it very much. I listen to you all the time, and I tell you what, you've got a great show. My point of view is like that. Most of those couch potatoes, whatever, they're sitting and streaming the TV, jumping from the channel to channel to look for the anything, whatever they can complain or put the 5 pennies to control other people. If they will turn around and provide for those teenagers, kids, something, for example, in Florida, tell me where the teenagers can go to the some very common marina, pay like $5-$10, rent a little sailboat, go sailing against each other, or something like this.
I have to say, it's a little difficult to understand you. The teenagers paying $5 to $10 to do what?
Rent a sailboat, you know, like a little dinghy or kayak.
So you're saying get out of the house. You're saying get out of the house, turn the TV off, and get the
right.
kids outside.
Right. Okay. Used to on the Greenwich Beach in Sarasota, you could rent a catamaran for the, I don't believe it was like $20 or something like this.
Yeah,
but
sure.
The snowbirds cancel everything because it's danger for those people wherever they're on the beach.
Ah, but you can't let the kids out. You can't just let the kids out. Then they might meet other kids and have drugs and sex.
People are terrified of letting their kids out because they'll get raped by some madman. And, you know, the statistical unlikelihood of that. You know, those darn snowbirds, they mess up everything.
Darius, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still plenty of time for your calls and thoughts on this issue or anything that might have to be on your mind. Then there is also the other aspect of this where MTV executives are concerned that Skins may violate child pornography laws.
Yeah.
Because I guess there's some naked 17-year-old buttocks at one point during the program. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.